Okay, so then we accomplish a fully qualified clear light that experiences great bliss and realizes an emptiness initially by means of a generic image. It's not a direct realization yet. But this realization is called ultimate example clear light. And it is the second of the five stages of completion stage. So once we're able to gather and dissolve all our winds into our central channel, we will accomplish a fully qualified clear light. That mind experiences great bliss and realizes emptiness, but not directly, by means of a generic image, which is like a reflection of the object. A generic image is like a reflection of the object. We know the object, but not directly. So here's a good example. I've used this example a lot. We all know our face very well, but not through seeing it directly. How do we know our face so well? Looking in the mirror, right? We know our face through a reflection. When I mean visually, of course, we can know our face by touching it directly, but I mean seeing it directly, right? The point of this analogy is that a generic image is a valid, we can know an object through a generic image, but we're not knowing it directly yet. So when we accomplish fully qualified clear light, experiencing great bliss, realizing emptiness by means of a generic image, although now we've accomplished a higher realization, this is the second stage of completion stage, ultimate example clear light, it doesn't yet have the power to abandon delusion obstructions. We're getting close. Okay. But already, we've already accomplished now. So ultimate example clear light. Ultimate means fully qualified, which means all of our inner energy winds have dissolved into our central channel as they do at death. And example, so it's a clear light mind, and it's called example clear light because that practitioner can use that realization as an example of how they will soon accomplish a direct realization of emptiness, which means seeing emptiness directly without a generic image. Like, for example, like right now, like we with our eyes, we're not seeing our face directly, but we can see our hand directly. So eventually we're going to realize, we're going to see emptiness as clearly as we see the palm of our hand. Okay. Right now, because our mind is impure, contaminated by ignorance, the way we see things is the opposite to the way they exist. We don't see emptiness, we see the opposite. We see inherent existence, which is a false mode of existence. Okay, it's not the truth. So now we're going to see the truth with our very subtle mind of great bliss. That's where we're going. But at first, generic image.